Welcome to I Am Zena Radio, where we empower, equip, and protect women and children. I am Regina Rowley, your host today, and I Am Zena is a grassroots movement. We highlight stories of triumph and strength in order to encourage and empower women just like you. Today, we are privileged to have a wonderful friend and fellow Smart Safe instructor, Cassandra Jopps, with us on the show. I'm going to share a little bit about her in a moment, but first let me just check the airwaves and make sure that you are with us today, Cassandra. Can you hear me? Okay. Not sure what the challenge with that is, but Cassandra will probably just be calling me here in a moment on the other line, and I'll get her three-wayed in. So while we are waiting on that, here is Cassandra's bio. Being a general surgeon has been an empowering journey intellectually and professionally. However, when I was blessed to become a mother, it wasn't enough. Hold on a second. All right, so here we are back with Cassandra on the line with us, and I'm going to go ahead and finish reading her bio, and then we're going to get started with a few questions and let you hear about this delightful woman. She says that becoming a mother wasn't enough. She had dependents. I was in a new and vulnerable position. At the park, the grocery store, even the mailbox, I saw myself and my children as targets for a predator. I sought self-defense training, ultimately finding the reality-based system, Commando Krav Maga. Armed with new emotional and physical empowerment, I knew that I had a skill set to protect myself and my children so we would not become victims. I walked with a new purpose, head up, back straight, making eye contact, and situationally aware. It felt amazing. And listeners, after meeting Cassandra in person last month, I can tell you she's a totally amazing woman. Thank you for joining us today, Cassandra.
Oh, my pleasure, Regina. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So I like to always share at the beginning of the show my favorite quote. And so here it is for those who may not be, have heard it before. Confidence is the unconquerable enemy of fear. So I'll share that one more time. Confidence is the unconquerable enemy of fear. And this is confidence in any and all areas of our lives. When we recognize that we have the ability within us and the strength to attain whatever it is we're working toward, then we are not held back by fear. And that may allow us to gain the victory over anything that might have held us back. Do you happen to have a favorite short quote, Cassandra?
I do. It really sort of guides the way that I choose to live my life professionally and as a mother, in that it is no success in life can account for failure in the home. And as I feel the pull of career and life and extraneous things outside of my family, that always brings me back to my real purpose in life, and that is my children and to be the best mother, the best protector that I possibly can.
Wow, that's really good, Cassandra. That's a great quote, and I hope that you will provide that in print that we can share it on the website for our listeners.
Absolutely. I would be happy to.
Yeah, that's a great quote for life. Wonderful. Well, for our listeners who don't know you, tell us just a little bit about where you are in the world, right? Because we do have international guests, so tell us where you're at.
I am in Las Vegas, Nevada. It is where I live.
Right here in the United States.
Yes. Oh, sorry. Yes, in the United States, in Las Vegas.
Yeah, that's awesome. And has this always been home for you?
No, actually, I grew up in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Okay.
And kind of at the end of college, at the end of high school, moved around in college, medical school, residency. My parents and my brothers and sisters ended up settling in Las Vegas, and that just became home for me. You know, studying and doing my residency out in Charleston, South Carolina, it just, while I loved it, that was so far from home and family, I just moved back here and made roots of my own.
There you go. Wonderful. So why is your business important to you, both as a general surgeon and then as you have moved into the arena of a self-defense instructor?
You know, I'll tell you, becoming a surgeon was very personally empowering. And, you know, like I had shared with you, it just, it was very, you know, emotionally and professionally empowering.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I have had a life blessed without violence. And that was not something that I ever considered could come into my bubble.
Right.
And when I became a mother, that was a complete perspective check and a game changer for me. And I realized now I have dependents, and wow, the reality is that human savagery exists. And that just because I don't think it can happen to me, that doesn't guarantee me anything. I need to be empowered to protect these kids. Coming and finding Commando Krav Maga has been now so empowering to me in a completely different way, in a way that I feel so much more fulfilled as a woman, as a mother, as a sheepdog, someone who can protect my family, but also now, as I've had more life experience, expanding that sphere of what I consider my family to be everyone around me. There's a beautiful, I'll just share it quickly, the warrior creed from the Bujinkan, from the ninjutsu school, that my goal would be wherever I go, everyone is a little safer because I'm there. Wherever I am, anyone in need has a friend. And when I return home, everyone is happy that I am there.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And that, to me, is just an ethos that I would love to live by. I love my job, and I love and adore my patients. But at the end of the day, that is a job, and that is not what I live for. It's a very important part of me, but that is not what completely defines me.
Right. Wow. That's very good. So you said you were blessed not to have violence in your past. And it was the experience of becoming a mother that opened you to the understanding of that reality.
Yes.
Is there anything else, perhaps, in your life, any other kinds of challenges that you've had to overcome that allowed you to tap in and find an inner strength?
Yes, absolutely. 15 years ago, while I was still in residency, you know, out in South Carolina, my parents both became very ill. They were 50 years old. I'm the oldest of five children. I had brothers and sisters in high school. And, you know, these healthy people became stricken with cancer and ultimately passed. I knew that I needed to move home, largely just to be a stabilizing influence for my brothers and sisters. We don't have grandparents or any extended family.
Right.
You know, residency is a job where there's not a bench team to come and fill in for you. There's not a fourth-year general surgery residency spot just kind of, you know, waiting for you somewhere. So I had to make the decision, do I give up everything that I have, you know, spent the last 8 years working toward? You know, without completing your residency, you're not a general surgeon. It really is not a means to anything.
Yeah.
So my chairman in South Carolina is a beautiful, wonderful man who was so supportive and told me he would support whatever decision I made.
Right.
And, you know, I told him that the right thing was for me to go home. And from his office, he called Las Vegas, talked to our chairman here, and they made a spot for me so that I could come and finish residency.
How beautiful.
But I will tell you, coming to that decision of losing my job, my profession, everything I'd worked so hard for, to come and do what really was right, that was a very powerful moment for me. It was very difficult. But once I had made that decision, it became very clear to me what really mattered in life, and that was my family. And if I didn't have them, nothing else mattered.
Right.
And I was able to come home, finish residency, and I am so thankful to tell you my brothers and sisters are doing amazing. They are married and have wonderful children of their own. Life has moved on so in such a beautiful and a positive way for us, and we are so much closer as brothers and sisters now. It really, really brought us together.
How about that? That's beautiful. And I'm certain that if it hadn't already, the quote you shared with us at the beginning probably found roots at least at that point.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I had always sort of been living, oh, family's most important, yes, that's what I'm for, whatever. But I wasn't really living that way.
Right.
You know, I was so focused on my training. What am I going to do? What is my fellowship going to be? Where am I going to get a job? You know, I think when you're young and training and establishing your profession, there's a need to be selfish.
Exactly.
But, it was not anything I had really thought. I never thought I'm so far away. What if anything happened? I mean, my parents were so young.
Right, yeah. Would not have expected that.
No.
Well, my heart goes out to you for for you and your family. It sounds like you have really just moved forward and established some beautiful roots, not just for yourself and your siblings, but it was a springboard that has prepared you for where you are today and for all that you do at this point. And so kind of moving more toward the direction of what you do in self-defense training, would you like to take this moment and share with our listeners that pivotal point in your life? I didn't read that part of your biography, that maybe you would like to share that yourself.
Absolutely. There was a very pivotal moment for me. You know, I had spent all this time thinking about being the protector for my own children and in my own home, and felt very empowered. And one night I received a phone call from a precious 19-year-old girl. They were dear family friends. She had called me sobbing because it was her first semester away at school. She had come home. She had been date raped by a boy that she knew, someone she had trusted. It was powerful to me on two levels, and that I realized she felt able to call me and trust me, and she was able to ask me for help. Largely because as a physician, she could ask me questions about her body. She could tell me details, knowing that I could and certainly would help her and love her and not judge her. There was already that open door. And then secondly, I realized I had missed an opportunity to lift the women around me, and that I needed to open my sphere and start to lift and empower every woman that was in my sphere, every woman that I was able to. And since that time, I just in sharing with every woman that has come into my sphere, I was able to teach at a girls' camp this summer. It was 200 young women that were ages 12 to 18 and 100 of their adult leaders. And it was the most beautiful and powerful experience as we came together as women and we were able to lift each other. And I was able to get through that bubble that I recognized that so many of these girls had. Violence cannot come into my life. You know, much like this sweet girl who had called me, she was absolutely shocked, thought that somehow it must have been her fault, because how could this ever happen? It was not anything that had ever entered her mind as a possibility.
Right.
And in this moment with these women, we were able to lift each other, touch each other's hearts, get through that bubble and help them realize this can happen to you, but you do not have to be afraid. You do not have to be a victim, and plant that seed of empowerment.
Absolutely.
Girls.
Yeah. Go ahead.
It was very powerful. Some of those girls came up to me afterwards and, you know, with tears telling me about predators that they had already experienced in their lives. And that they were so thankful to feel that they were not alone. One of the most powerful things that happened on that mountain with those girls is I had approached the adult leaders and asked if any of them had experiences with a predatory situation that they'd be willing to share. I would read it completely anonymously, and I was blown away by what those brave women shared with me. Because I was able to share with those girls and say, this happened to someone you know that is with us on the mountain right now. And it was very empowering and very, very real to them. And it was so powerful for me to realize that as women, we lifted each other. We came together and we lifted each other. It was not me doing a one-woman show by any means. This was us coming together as women and lifting and empowering each other. It was such a beautiful time. And those young girls and also those adult women realized they are not alone. They do not have to be afraid. We do not have to be victims. I am so grateful, and I this is now my passion, is to continue this and to empower anyone and everyone that will let me. You know, anyone that lets me in, I'm coming in. I want us all to be empowered.
I so relate to that, and I'm sure that that's why when I met you last month, my heart just immediately embraced you. I just felt that kinship.
Oh, Regina, that makes me so happy because I felt that too. Like, we are sisters. Like, I already love you.
Absolutely, without reservation. And when I read your bio and you shared the story of that sweet young lady who had been date raped, it just broke my heart, because that is such a deep desire of mine, is to reach these young women before they get to campus.
Yes.
Or in that first semester before these events occur, because I know statistically that's what happens. And just like you expressed, they feel alone. They feel like it's their fault in some way. And they never would have imagined that coming into their world.
Yeah.
And so,
the poor thing, when it did, she didn't know what to do. And I was so thankful that she called me, because I was able to help her, you know, and I was able to help make sure that she was safe, she was okay. And I'm so happy to say she has now moved on. She's married, and she's going to be a mom. Her life is back on track. I'm so thankful to be able to share that.
That's great news. Thanks for sharing that, because that gives hope to our listeners who perhaps have not made it that far on their journey yet. And they're still wondering, you know, what will the rest of my life be like? Will this always have an impact on me that's debilitating? And we just want to encourage those listeners that it does not have to be that way, and that you can come to a place where you don't live in fear and you do regain control and power over your life. Beautiful. Well, since this show is about empowerment, and you've touched on it many times already, perhaps there's a little way or nugget of information you'd like to share with the listeners about how you personally stay empowered.
You know, I'll tell you, I really believe that for me, it's just keeping my values and my priorities in line, and keeping sight and keeping hold of my real purpose and what is truly important to me in life. It's to love people, not things, to never let anything become more important than my family, and to expand that idea of family.
Yeah.
You know, that I can be a protector, not just in the narrow vision of my three children, but I can be a protector anywhere that I am. And may I be worthy to be that, and to continue my training, continue always learning and bettering myself, gaining a better skill set, learning more, being able to share more, that I can be a better sheepdog, a better protector, and better lift those around me.
Right, absolutely. Is there a golden nugget, one simple step? So that's how you keep yourself empowered. But, you know, not everybody's on the same place on their journey. So would there be a nugget of truth or a suggestion of how our listeners can move forward in their lives?
You know, I don't know that I have a golden nugget, Regina, but I just would say that to realize that violence can happen and that human savagery exists. It's a very scary step, but I think it's sometimes a very difficult step to overcome and to face that reality. But once we can get there, to realize we don't have to be afraid, that now there's something we can do.
Yep, yep, absolutely. That's really good, and I would consider that a golden nugget, Cassandra.
Truth is, so many women have not come to the place that they recognize the reality of human savagery, right? They've never had an experience, and they think it will never happen to them.
Or they think that, well, there will be some man to protect me.
Yeah.
You know, some knight in shining armor is going to come to my rescue, and that's just not real life. I mean, beautiful and wonderful, and those men exist. Absolutely. I mean, you know, we get to train with them.
Yes,
you know, these wonderful, you know, noble warriors and protectors, and we get to become that ourselves. But you don't know that. You have no guarantee that someone will be there. And, I mean, I'll tell you, and I tell the girls, don't count on someone helping you. Look, how many fights do you see on YouTube? How many horrible, violent crimes are perpetrated that you see on YouTube? It's somebody that's filming it. They're not doing a single thing to help.
Right.
Everybody is standing around filming it. No one is helping. I'm like, okay, that's a reality check, girls. See that and know that. Nobody's going to come to your rescue. You got to help yourself. And you can.
That's
you
right.
are not powerless. You can do something. Absolutely. You don't have to be Miss CrossFit USA. You don't have to bench 300 pounds. You don't have to be strong at all. You can be beautiful and feminine and every bit of woman and yet protect yourself.
Absolutely. Hear, hear.
I know we know each other. You know me. I'm not benching anything. I'm lucky to pick up my 5-year-old.
But you are a beautiful and feminine woman, and you are still a strong warrior. So
thank you. I'm your beautiful example.
Well, let's go ahead and move along. And
absolutely,
you have a favorite book. Something that's inspired you or helped you along the life path you've been on?
I'll tell you, one of the most powerful books that I have read and that I'm still actually on this journey is The Unbeatable Mind by Mark Divine, the former Navy SEAL. And he has a whole course about developing emotional resilience and mental toughness. It has been a really beautiful journey in discovering untapped power that isn't physical and it's not muscular. There is a physical component to it, but becoming this actualized person in all of he has 5 different mountains, but it develops you as a complete person. You find undiscovered potential, you know, where you find your purpose and you go and get it.
Thank you. I'm glad I asked you because that's just the kind of book I'm looking for right now.
And I'll tell you, it is a short book. It's a very easy read. It's a powerful read. And I know you are my yoga sister, and there's a lot of meditation in there and a lot of yoga practice. And it very much is learning to control the mind and that you are the master of your fate. That poem Invictus.
Yeah.
You know, you are the captain of your soul. You are the master of your fate. It's a beautiful book. And there's so much support that he has ongoing online. You know, if you have questions or need help along the journey, it is a beautiful, wonderful program.
Okay. Well, thank you. If we could just take a moment and you go back in time, what message would you like to share with your 10, 11, 12-year-old self?
Boy. I think it would really be just a message of empowerment to try and help that teenage self-esteem.
Yes.
You know, that you are smart enough, you are good enough, you can achieve great things in life. There is absolutely no reason to be afraid.
There you go. Beautiful. Absolutely a message that our, the 10, 11, 12-year-olds, they need to hear that. And the truth is, Cassandra, even the 30, 40, and 50-year-olds still need to hear it. I don't think that message will ever become delinquent in society.
Oh, I agree with you. Absolutely.
Well, is there anything coming up for you that our listeners need to know about? Are you teaching anywhere or have anything happening that you'd like them to know?
Well, nothing official yet, but I am working with a business here in town, Alpha 6 Tactical, and they are working to put on weekend boot camps. And they've allowed me to sign up as their smart case instructor.
Woo-hoo!
So as soon as we get that going, it's on. It's happening.
Oh,
we're going to have
so
kind of
excited.
Weekend boot camps here at Comb to Vegas. Okay, awesome. Who doesn't want to come here? And then come get empowered and let's have fun.
Absolutely. I am going to come see you one day. So.
Oh, I hope so. Please.
All right. So we're getting down to the last few minutes. How can our listeners reach you? If they have just really resonated and connected with you, Cassandra, is there a way they can reach out to you?
Absolutely. Email, honestly, is the easiest.
Mm-hmm.
It's
okay.
It's Cassandra Joffs. It's just my name, all lowercase, no periods or anything. It's just CassandraJoffs@gmail.com.
All right, and I'll make sure I get that listed. I'm not
Thank
sure
you.
If I put it in your bio, but I'll go in and add that so anyone who listens to this show will have access to that. And any final bits of wisdom real quick?
No, just be a Xena warrior. Listen to Regina's show. Follow this great woman's example.
Oh, yeah.
You are leading the way, Regina, and I am so thankful to be on this journey with you.
Oh, it's truly my honor. It's nothing we do alone. It's as we join forces that we create a societal change, and that, for me, is what this is all about, is no longer being silent and saying no more to violence. So thank
Amen.
You. Thank you so much, Cassandra.
Oh, my pleasure, Regina. Thank you.
Absolutely. Let me just let our listeners know, next week on our show, we have the amazing Jaquan. Excuse me. I had just drawn a blank. Amazing Jaquan Jefferson. I have spoken with Jaquan on a number of occasions, have been a guest on her show for her sorority. And so she is the founder and president of Alpha Gamma Xi Military Sorority, as well as the owner of My Diva Designs. And so you don't want to miss this show with another dynamic Xena sister who's going to come forward and share her story, why she is so passionate about empowering and equipping women, and perhaps find someone that you connect with and can help you on your journey. And remember that our fellow Xena founder, Amy Hutton, hosts our I Am Xena Canadian show on Tuesday evenings, and she always has the most phenomenal women on those shows. So be sure to join her and meet her fabulous guests as well. This is Regina Rowley, one of your co-founders for IamXena.com. We encourage you to step on over there to the IamXena.com website and join our community. Sign up for the newsletter so you get the little self-defense videos as they come out and other great content that only those who sign up for receive. But otherwise, we have great content on the blog and other ways that you can grow, equip yourself, empower yourself, know you are worth protecting, know you are valuable, and embrace that, and then go forth and live your life, a beautiful, beautiful life that is yours to gain and to claim. Regina Rowley, I Am Xena Radio. Thanks for joining us. Bye, Cassandra.
Regina, thank you so much. Bye.
Bye-bye.